Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is April the 12th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Kings, chapters 16 to 18. Obedience to God will manifest for us divine provisions. We read in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1 like this. And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, except at my word. Elijah was the first of the many important prophets that God had sent to warn Israel and Judah as his two kingdoms departed from God's ruling. Elijah, who hails from Tishbe, a place east of Jordan, is abruptly introduced in 1 Kings chapter 17 as a prophet and servant of God. Elijah's warning that both rain and dew will be stopped completely in Israel was a direct message from the God of Israel, since drought was a threatened punishment of national idolatry. Also, the drought and control of the weather was a direct challenge to Baal's credibility as a deity, as this Canaanite storm god supposedly brought life-giving rain to the land. However, the next set of events reveals a very important truth. Complete obedience to God will manifest divine provisions in our lives. When Elijah proclaimed the word of God to King Ahab boldly in complete obedience to God, then God told him to hide by the brook Cherith, where he could get water for drink and the ravens to feed him bread and meat both morning and evening. We read in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 2 to 4 like this. Then the word of the Lord came to him saying, Get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan, and it will be that you shall drink from the brook as I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. Elijah obeyed God and stayed by the brook Cherith as God had directed him. We read in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 5, So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. Only after this brook dried up did God direct Elijah to Zarephath for a widow to provide food for him. As we read that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. Verses 8 and 9. And only after the widow of Zarephath obeyed the word of the prophet Elijah did she receive the heavenly provisions that sustained her during the period of famine in the land of Israel. We read in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 13 to 16 like this. And Elijah said to her, Do not fear, go and do as you have said. But make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, The bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry, until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. So she went and did according to the word of Elijah. She and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. Let us be assured that when we obey God and seek him before anything else, he will provide for us. As we read in Matthew chapter 6 verses 31 to 33 like this. Therefore, do not worry, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all, these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. We have a God who will provide for us in the midst of famine and among our enemies. Let us obey God completely as we trust his divine provisions in our lives, as we join King David in this famous Psalm, Psalm 23 verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over.